when health officials reported last week that someone in Missouri tested positive for bird flu, it raised the question, how did that person get infected? Unlike the 13 other human cases of H5 bird flu reported this year, that individual had no obvious connection to infected animals. NPR's Ping Wong takes on that mystery.
On August 22nd, a patient was hospitalized in Missouri. At a media briefing on Thursday, Dr. Nirav Shah, deputy director at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says they had significant underlying medical conditions.
The individual presented with acute symptoms of chest pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and weakness, and was hospitalized for reasons related to those underlying medical conditions.
The patient took some antivirals, got better, went home, and then a sample from the patient tested positive for an unusual type of flu, H5. Shaw says public health officials suspect that it's connected to the current outbreak of H5N1 in birds and dairy cows. But unlike the other cases this year, this person didn't work on a farm.
Did they visit a farm, a fair, or a zoo, or have any other potential exposures to animals? Were they in contact with anyone who was sick? Did they consume any sort of raw dairy products?
The answer so far is no.
Thus far, epidemiologists have not found a clear source of exposure.
Researchers hoped that testing a patient sample with the virus might give more clues. Yako Bone is a virologist at Washington University in St. Louis.
We hope that through identifying the genetic sequence of this virus that we can get closer to understanding what the source of this infection may have been.
But CDC says there may not be enough virus in the sample to fully sequence it. Dr. Jeannie Marazzo with the National Institutes of Health says it seems unlikely that this person in Missouri caught the virus from another human or passed it on.
There is at this time no evidence to suggest human-to-human transmission, but that is, of course, our worst fear, because once you go there, then obviously all bets are off.
She spoke at a recent meeting of an NIH advisory panel. The previous human cases have involved close contact with infected animals or the virus and their secretions. The risk to the general public is considered low. Still, researchers of pandemic threats are quite concerned. Seema Lakdawala studies how flu spreads at Emory University.
I think that this is looking pretty bad. My biggest concern right now is that the USDA does not have a handle on how widespread this outbreak is.
Lakdawala says there's no universal testing of dairy farms across the country. According to USDA, the rate that new dairy herds are getting infected seems to have slowed considerably. Still, the virus continues to spread. Last month, California became the 14th state to find bird flu in dairy cows. Lakdawala says that heightens the risk to humans.
And the more cows are infected, the more virus is in their milk, and then in a byproduct of our milk product that we consume.
Products that have been pasteurized or heated to kill pathogens are considered safe to eat and drink, but more sick cows puts more farm workers at risk, more veterinarians, more domestic and wild animals that might drink from lagoons of disposed infected milk. All this gives the virus more opportunities to make more copies of itself and to boost its standing as the next pandemic threat. Ping Huang, NPR News.
And on Friday, the CDC disclosed that a person living with the Missouri resident became ill on the same day, but they say it's likely the two people were exposed to the same source rather than infecting one another.